Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to the show, After Buzzers. We are doing another episode of Love and Hip Hop. This time we're in New York. We are on season 9, episode 1, Jail, Drugs, and Shootings. It's just a bunch going on this season. Arrested Development is the name of this episode. Stay tuned for all this and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Get it. 100 on 100 on this. Hey. 100 on 100 on whip. Hey. 100 on 100 on that.
Wait. 100 on 100 on wrist. I got a couple hundred. I may actually have to download this one.
I know. Okay, surprise.
A little beat to it.
But unfortunately, the people in indictment weren't feeling it. They booed him. It wasn't street enough for them. But anyway, I'm your host in this conversation piece. Thanks for tuning in with us.
Yes, what's up, everyone? Back again. We're in New York. I'm Kayla Renee.
Yeah, so overall, what do you think about this episode? Is this like your favorite franchise?
Girl, this was a breath of fresh air. I was like, oh, I can finally breathe. Storylines, I can finally think that these are real because we didn't heard about them like all year. So it's like, I don't feel like anything is fabricated right now as of just yet. But yeah, I was super here for everybody's storyline.
Yeah, overall, I think this episode, I feel like New York is going to bring it. They have like this whole cinematic effect. We got Joe Budden on the podcast.
I know his opening intro.
Narrating.
Hello.
Okay, they stepped it up a notch. They got a whole, like, film, not a film crew, but, you know, like a whole another, like, feel production-wise.
Yeah. So I'm like not going to lie. I like their introductory, like, scenes. Like, how they start off and then end, like, the season finale, how they do kind of, like, you know, every cast member, they'll, like, check in. And then how at the beginning, it's, like, every cast member, they'll do, like, their introductions or whatever. I like those little flow of it. And this one's super unique.
Yeah, I think all the other franchises, they have to, like, step it up. But you know what? I heard they actually got rid of the old production. So maybe this may be, like, the new way.
Mona got a whole new team. Like.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. So we'll get right into it. So, Sin and Joe.
Oh, I love them. I'm so here for them.
Who would have thought they would have ended up together?
I definitely didn't think that. And I was like, it's funny to see, like, Joe and Tahiri were, like, right there in Times Square about to get married. And then it was like, Sin, we last seen her with, like, Erica Mena. So it was like, we thought she was a whole lesbian.
But you know what's funny? I kind of looked at Tahiri on the flashback. She kind of looks like Sin. So he definitely has the type. She looks like her. I don't know.
Kind of sort of. But I feel like Sin and Erica look alike. Like, I just feel like they just look like sisters. So I'm just like, maybe he just wanted a little spicy little Colombian mommy.
I don't know. Well, so they're having some issues in their relationship. They just had a baby. He's so cute.
Oh, I just love him. He's like making my ovaries tingle, and I'm just like, no kids. I rebuke it.
Girl, if I can find me a husband, I will definitely pop one out. But so yeah, she's not feeling as sexy as she used to be. She looks good.
She looks amazing.
But we don't know what she looks like under the Spanx or whatever she has on under there. But she had the girls out. She's trying to tantalize her man. She's trying to get him to rub her down by the pool. He's just like my baby boy. Like, he's walking around with the baby. He's not trying to do anything.
Joe is all about working his son, and that's it.
So but is I'm this like, another kinda, A1? Is this another storyline like that?
It seemed like it, but I don't know. I feel like Sin's not going to go out and cheat, though. As much as she was, like, in the car, like, oh, I'm about to get out and ask somebody, like, who wants to have sex? And I'm sure it'll be a whole line of people like, no, she's not going to do that. I don't even think she's that type of person, but who knows? We'll see.
We don't know now.
And I'm like, oh, we'll see.
Safari's back now. You never know.
Safari's going to be sending out eggplant pictures to everybody, or to just to send in her DMs.
I saw a lot of ladies, you know, in the comments who kind of, you know, felt like Sin.
Yeah.
You know, like, they had a baby, the baby's
that postpartum.
Not necessarily postpartum, but they're not getting it in how they used to, like, before the baby. And so, a lot of women could relate. Like, I don't know, what can a person do? She has her mom like babysitting, and Joe still didn't want to go to the hotel. So I'm like, what does she do?
I didn't know Joe was like a whole 13, 14 years older than her anyway. So it's like, you are kind of battling like a grown man in his tiredness versus a young and spunky, energetic.
Was it because he's tired?
That's what he was saying. He was like, I pretty much work all day, and it's like, I come home and I just want to relax. And she's just like, I want that.
Isn't that part of relaxation? I mean, I thought it was.
I guess we all thought wrong. According to Joe.
I thought that was part of relaxation, but I guess not. So, Sin is hot and ready, and Joe is, he's just trying to, you know, build a bond with his baby, Lexington.
So cute.
Yeah. So, but let's talk about this resurge in his career. So he was a rapper, and now he's a journalist. So what do we think about his, like, rebranding of himself?
I actually feel like it's definitely a good look for him, only because, like, he was actually pretty decent. Like, don't knock everybody. Joe Budden had some little bops back in the day. Like,
I only heard that one.
What is it?
Oh, we should have opened up to that.
I forgot the name of it, but I know the words. Like, the song that was in, like, oh my God, the B2K movie. You Got Served. Like, I'm like going blank on everything. But yeah, that was a little hit. So I'm just like, I don't know. But as he's getting older, he has, like, that hip hop mindset. You know what I mean? He knows about the culture or whatever. So him doing that type of podcast is perfect for him. That's where he needs to be at. Yeah. I can see him doing nothing else.
I heard it a couple times. It's pretty good. Yeah. Actually. So, and he keeps it real. He actually kept it really real with Safari when they sat down. We'll get into that a little later. So let's get into Safari getting all these checks. He's bi-coastal. He was in Los Angeles just a week ago. Now he's back in New York ready to get on these
people's
nerves.
I'm mad that they give him like the same line. Did you notice he was like, yeah, I got into some stuff in LA, so I'm back home in New York. Like, you said the same thing last season, like the last time too. Something happened in LA, and then, oh no, that was the shooting. I think that when he got robbed or whatever, and then he came back to New York or something like that. So,
well, it was funny to see the guys with the baby. Like, it was like they had baby fever a little bit. Like, they
was looking like it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Lexington, he just has that look. Like, I want a baby. I don't know.
The only thing I grasped from that was that Safari admitted that he fabricated that whole entire lie.
I still think he did something.
At this point, I don't even care anymore. I'm just like, we knew it was a lie. We knew it was a lie, and you confirmed it. Thank you.
Well, it set him up. He told them about him going to Dykeman, and they kind of warned him, like, hey, you got a hood single?
Yeah, because, like, I'm like, it's a bunch of men playing basketball. Like, you can't go up there with no, I don't know.
So he goes up there with Jacquay and gets Rotten Tomatoes and bottles and trash thrown at him because they say his song was trash. So
embarrassing.
I don't know. He took it rather well. Like, he woke up, he looked on Instagram, like, he
that fake scene, talking. Yeah, because I'm like, is that how he really woke up?
I think Safari really does not care because at this point, he's been talked about so much. He just, people have been calling him corny since he got
it's
on Love & Hip Hop.
Stand. Or it may be like his brand. Like, that's just how he's going to act, to be ditzy and confused and do whatever. Safari
know.
Has a mind of his own.
He does.
He does whatever he wants to do.
Safari, he has some things going for him. He has a nice look. Mm-hmm. He has an eggplant the size of a baby arm. So he I think he has some things going for him. I don't know. Maybe he should revamp like Joe Budden. What do you think he could do? Maybe act. I don't think he could do a podcast. Maybe I could see him doing like some Will Smith movies or something.
That's too high. You put him on a high pedestal. I can see. I was about to say maybe like a barbershop, some type of BET but like not even like an Ice Cube remake that is like in theaters. Well, I don't know because they had like Nicki on the last one, like the uncut. So, and it was like she kind of played like a corny role, but it was like I could see him doing something like that too. Like,
well, I think Safari has talent, and just for some reason his music can't take off, and we saw that. He's not even getting love his own city. I don't know what he should do. Maybe he should stick to like being like a LL Cool J
rapper.
Maybe
he just produce, like stay behind the scenes.
I think he could rap. I mean,
because remember he produced that Jamaican track or like that island track that had it was like Jacquay, it was Cayenne or whatever. Yeah. Everybody on it. So I was like, produce hits. He helped Nicki ghostwrite supposedly. Like, he just need to be out here putting out hits.
I don't know. Maybe he could do like the LL Cool J thing, you know, lick his lips, keep his shirt off.
I thought you was about to say the lip sync battle. I was about to just like fall out. Like,
he
yeah,
could do we that. Can he see the lip sync battle. I don't know. So anyway, so after this whole like Dykeman situation, he goes and sits down with Joe, and Joe is just like trying to give him advice. And I don't know, I like this mature Joe.
I'm here for Joe, because I'm like, I feel like he's the only one that's going to be on the show who's not going to take no bullshit. Like no, Safari, you need to sit down. This is not working for you. Find something else.
Yeah, you can definitely see he's matured. Mm-hmm. He's cleaned up. He's not on drugs anymore. He's really serious about his career. He's working hard, and I think that's kind of where the sin feels left behind, because it's almost like, I don't know, when you meet someone in a different space and then you fall in love and then y'all all together, and then do you think you would feel left behind, or do you think that sin needs to get into something other than Love and Hip Hop?
I was about to say, I mean, she may just need to broaden her horizons a little bit. Like, you have so many different platforms, and it's like, I follow her, so it's like she's doing like some tea, some little waist snatchers or whatever. Like, you have different little things that you're out here promoting, so it's like, I don't know, turn that into something. Like, maybe make your own sin's own little waist snatchers or whatever, and then like she should just come out with some type of product to kind of help her, or get into podcasting or something, because she's real spicy Latina, Colombian, whatever. So I'm just like, she could have her own little channel and talk about her own little personal. She better take notes from her man. I know, that's what I'm saying. She could have her own little channel.
Yeah, she could, because she was giving these one-liners like, you senior citizen, beep.
She got, yeah, she's they quick with the comebacks. Like, I'm like, ooh, I'm nervous for
Joe.
And
then she jumped in the pool, like, I'm so wet, daddy. I'm like, yeah, girl.
She is hot and ready, like Little Caesar's Pizza, y'all. But I love her. She's like my alter ego.
Yes. So, on another note, we have Kim, Bella, and Jules. They're back. I was really bothered by his speech. It sounded a little different, and I don't know if it was because...
It's some teeth, girl, the new teeth. But I'm kind of tired of them, though. I kind of feel like their storyline is a little tired, a little washed.
They need the money.
That they definitely need the money, and they look like it. I think they the oldest ones on there. Like,
wait, I thought Joe was the oldest, or is he?
I think Joe was like 38. I feel like Jules is older than that, but I don't know. Well, yeah, we'll have to do some little background research. But I don't know. I'm just kind of like, I'm tired of seeing him. Like, I feel like it should have been a new couple.
I'm tired of seeing her with this spandex on in the park. What was she going when she was taking the kids to the park with that outfit on?
I don't know where she was going. Half the time I really
her didn't. Boobs, her butt, her stomach, everything was out with the little kids.
I mean, if you paid for it, I guess flaunt it.
Yeah, I mean, they both have had surgery, and it seems that in Joel's surgery, he got addicted to painkillers, though.
I was wondering what happened to his mouth, because he was like, I got some teeth work done, and then I was on Percocets, and everybody was just kind of like, I'm like, wait, so you got some veneers and you was on Percocets? Like, I'm confused, but I'm like, what type of work did you have done?
Rotten. Did he have golds? Like the gold fronts or grill?
I thought they came out. I thought he always showed his teeth. I don't know,
but it's just best to, sometimes if you have rotten teeth, just to pull them out. So I think that's kind of what happened, or they got knocked out. I don't know. 50 Cent was clowning him when he didn't want to admit it, and so Kim Bella had his bag and was all on Instagram, and they were like, "My man got teeth." I'm like,
where?
Them teeth was too white. They looked like
paper.
That
was too big. He couldn't even really close his mouth. It just looked like he was like peanut butter was stuck in his throat or something. Like, it was just hard for him to.
Now, rule, when you get the new teeth, you have to get a little shade under the bright white like this, because it looks super fake.
No. Yeah, like chiclets, like chiclet gum. No, it was too, I couldn't focus on the storyline because I was focused on Joel's teeth. That and the same outfits and makeup we always see Kim Bella in every scene.
I'm done with her. I didn't like her look at all on any scene. However, they're going through some serious issues. He's on house arrest.
Some of that stuff was just a little confusing. Like, how are you damn near 40 and like your mom is pretty much like your backup contact? Like, you can't even live with your like fiance / girlfriend that you've been with for like over 10 years now. Like,
because he never popped the question. However,
that just seems like so childish. Like, what? Since I haven't got married, like, I can't live with it. Like, what?
that's what she's been saying in therapy. So mm-hmm. they go to therapy. They're trying to make the relationship work. He's had some issues. He's been on drugs. He's been cheating. He's been doing everything under the sun. And she's been sticking around for 9 years with no ring. What is the point?
Did you see how she emphasized nine? She was like, I've been around for 9 years. Nine. Like, she was just so, like, miserable. I'm like, girl, I don't know. I can't stay with somebody who's been cheating for 9 years. Like, it's just already, like, should I even stay with you if you've been cheated? Like, that's already... I normally don't. Like, that's I'm like, oop, one and done. Like, you had your chance, you messed it up. So, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And it was like, you didn't want to move on. And it's just like...
Do you think it's because she has kids? She's doing it for the kids?
See, that's the wrong reason, though. Like, how many times do we hear this growing up? Like, don't ever stay with somebody for the kids. Don't ever stay with somebody for the money, whatever. Like, you can find all of that on your own. You can... There's so many single women out here who have raised amazing people. Especially
when he's a jailbird. Now, this dude...
That, too. Like, Twill's been in a jail. Like, this is nothing new. We're all like, next.
Girl. So, I don't know how they're going to get through this because, one, they're living separately. His mom is taking care of him.
That's awkward. Like.
Yeah, she has to come over to visit. They barely got a visit to the park where she wears... I think that's why she wore a little outfit because she hasn't seen her man. So, she's like, let me...
What was going to happen at the park, though?
I don't know.
She thought she was going to get some more action.
She wanted her man to know what he missing at home. I don't know, because he's facing up to 5 years if he does not take a plea deal. He could take, up to 24 months with the plea deal? Mm-hmm. And then if he fights it, it's up to 5 years. So what do you think he should do for his family?
Get them little months. I guess. I think he said something about like 18 months and like 18 to 24 months.
You don't think he could beat this case? Because he said he's on Percocets. He didn't remember.
First of all, why are you just taking Percocets just to be walking around town? Like,
his mouth was hurting.
I don't know. We got
to see. When you get on a plane, you take like a pain pill.
I mean, but see, at the same time, it's like you should already check your luggage. Like, why are you getting out the car? Like, everybody knows you're supposed to check your little liquids and make sure you ain't got no waters or whatever, no lotion bottles unpacked or whatever type of thing. So it's like, you didn't know you had your firearm with you? Like, okay.
But a lot of people have been getting caught like that. Plies got caught like that.
These are just like some hood people, though. And I'm sure they only doing it just because they feel like they have to watch their back. You know what I mean? Leaving JFK, whatever, like you in the streets type thing. So I'm like, especially because it's like they're older, so it's like, you know, their budget isn't like that to have like a bunch of security detail with them. So it's like they got to stay strapped. But at the same time, you knew what you was doing.
But New York has some really strict gun laws. They so do. That's the so only thing.
It's like, you live there. You from there. Like, no, there's no excuse. Bye. Next.
Well, I hope he beats the case. I don't know. I think he should take the months too, because it's like, you did it. It was in your bag.
Either way, it's either like a year and a half or like 2 years versus 5 years.
Well,
we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. So, guess who's been back? We got Alexis Scott in the building. She signed to Treyway.
That was tiring, too. I was kind of like, that was a little cringeworthy watching that scene.
She wants to be the female Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Mm-mm.
Who's in jail right now, too?
I was about to say, so why is that a role model? Like, is that who you aspire to be like?
That was before he went to jail, I guess, got caught up. So, Treyway, this guy, is he one of the people that's caught up with Tekashi, too?
I wonder, because he's like his manager. Shoddy or Shady?
No, this guy that's on the show.
Yeah, his name is Shoddy. Yeah, that's
him. Oh, he's in jail.
Okay, then yeah, they all in jail.
I didn't know that was Shoddy.
And that's his manager, yeah, so he has something to do with it, because I think he's in, like, he's documented on one of some incident that happened, like some drop or some little setup or whatever. His name is like on it. Oh, so I'm like, yeah, that whole thing is just like, ooh.
And while he was trying to be messy and set up her and Fetty, like, you knew this girl had a problem with her baby daddy. You gonna bring him in here talking about you need to have
that
your
whole situation
business
was just, yeah, that's why I'm just like, I don't know. Because he was just like, yeah, so are you over it? Are you not? And she was just like, no, I'm not. And he was just like, well, you're going to have to leave the business like outside and then keep it, you know, strictly just music in here or whatever. And then it was like, oh, somebody wants to congratulate you. Like,
why didn't you ask this before she signed? Because now it's like, I'm signed, I'm locked in, and now you're telling me I got to be forced to be around my baby daddy. But she knew it.
I was about to say, though, I feel like, I kind of feel like she was a little set up, though. Like, even just kind of like foreshadowing a little bit going into the girls' little brunch thing that her, Sin, and Kimbella had. It was just like, she's like, oh, I mean, you know, like, we're going to have to like be around each other now. We're going to like force to be around each other. We have mutual friends, da da da. And it's just kind of like, And looking at her face, her whole demeanor, it just kind of feels like you planned that. Like, you knew, you know what I mean? And it was just like, and I caught on to that. It was like, it's funny how all of his exes wanted to get into music. Now we got Masika out here singing, trying to put out an album. Now Alexis Guy thinks she the next Treyway rapper, whatever. So it's just like,
they got to do what they got to do. He got 10 kids.
Stay close to him. And no money no more.
Because when the last hit he had, it's been over 3 years.
Shorty, won't you come my way?
I'm over that. I hated that song. I'm so over it.
Yeah, it was trash.
So they got to do what they got to do. She's been taking care of Lele by herself. He's been nowhere to be found. He won't take a DNA test. He won't answer her call. He did actually show up at the hospital. He was there for the birth, but then they got into it, and that's what happened. So, I mean,
I'm stuck on the fact that why is there no DNA test? Like, you didn't have this whole kid, and you only took no type of DNA test. That should have been done at the hospital when he was there with you.
He know that's his baby. He just...
We'll see.
Who else could it be? Because I'm sure if it was someone else, she would have got somebody to take a test so she could get some support.
That's true. But then again, it's kind of going back to, like, all the women that's dealing with Future. You knew what you was getting into. Alexis is, like, what, number six baby mama? Like, number five? Like, you knew what you was getting into. You knew he wasn't all types of... I think all of Fetty Wap's baby mamas at one point were all on, like, the Shade Room, all on Instagram, posting all types of messages and, like, long confessionals.
Going back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, like, you knew what you was getting into. And then it was, like, even at the beginning stages when you was just dating the man, you and Masika was going back and forth. And it was, like, both of y'all decided to get pregnant, and now y'all going back and forth for the kids. Like, yeah. Now you sounded like Tara and Mina. Like, y'all doing it for the kids. And it's like, you still trying to steadily do things to be around Fetty, but he's not some ain't shit type of man. Like, okay, then why still deal with him? Why be around him?
I think she wanted to get back at the girls, and it backfired on her. Not only did she almost die having a baby, but you stuck with a baby, with a man who didn't want a baby with you.
Exactly.
Like, and but the crazy thing about it is, she was the only one Fetty claimed. Like, he never claimed Masika. He kind of went ghost on her, too. The other baby mama that's from the hood, he never claimed her.
Yeah.
He just kind of was in the hood, like, messing with her. And then the other ones were strippers.
Yep.
So, it's kind of crazy that he actually, at some point, was in love with this girl and claimed her. And now he's going ghost on her. I don't know. These guys... We got to do better at choosing.
She just kind of need to have more respect for herself, too, because I didn't know she was only, like, 23, 24. Like, girl, what? You didn't have, like, you got some miles on you. Like, for you being 24, like, you done been through a lot. For, like, I'm 26, and I'm like, I didn't been through a lot, but I think you done been through way more than I have. Like, you got men out here buying you all types of stuff, but at the same time, you done been with Solo Lucci. He done embarrassed you on the last Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Like, you know what I mean? Then it's like, now you back with Fetty, and he about to embarrass you this season.
Well, I don't know. She signed this deal without lawyers, so.
That, too. Like,
well, I don't know.
Wait, no, because her lawyer was Navarro. But who? It's like, remember Navarro from last season who.
I don't remember that person.
His, oh, my God, his storyline was his baby mama, Ashley, and then a sister was, like, trying to come in. And remember, Anais was his client.
Okay.
And so that whole little family triangle thing was always, like, a whole
fiasco. So where was
fiasco. He was sitting right next to her, but then he got up and he was like, oh, I'm going to go let everybody know.
No, that was Treyway's lawyer.
That's I think that's hers too. I think it said Alexis Lye lawyer.
You can't have the same lawyer as your label. You gotta have a different lawyer.
I wonder how that was working in, because his little lower third was like Alexis Sky lawyer, and then he got up saying that he was gonna go like do her paperwork or whatever and tell everybody she signed. So
then,
it was like,
and then he went and got Fetty too.
So, exactly. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's some conflict of interest going on.
Hello, don't use the same lawyer as your label, people. Come on, we gonna get some game next
confusing.
Episode.
It's
some love.
I'm already confused
game.
By her.
So we're gonna get into a little bit of news and gossip, and we're gonna play some trivia. Which one are we gonna do first?
Let's do our news and gossip real quick.
All right, let's do this. So, what you got for us?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Breaking news.
Produced T Report. So, you guys, apparently, just a few days ago, finally, you guys, Joelle Santana, after 10 years, finally popped the question to Kimbella, and you guys, they're engaged, finally, after 10 long years. 10 long, 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 long,
and
long
he's going
years.
To jail, so it's like, how do you say yes to that?
See, a lot of that is controversy, too. A lot of... y'all, I feel bad, because the internet is undefeated. But a lot of people was like, he losing his teeth and he going to jail. So she just had to say yes. But I'm like, you know what?
That's just like a man. Wait till you 52 to settle down. You ain't got no teeth. You ain't got no freedom.
Nothing else.
You ain't got nothing. No money, nothing. Lord. Okay. that's it for our news and gossip.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, you know what? Actually, one thing I just actually thought of while we were talking about Alexis Skye, something actually came out about her daughter. Her daughter is actually battling some type of disability where her head is like, it's holding a lot of like water. Mm. And so she's going to have like multiple surgeries to pretty much like drain that out. And it may be like that fluid in her like brain and her head may be coming back to the point where she may have possible brain damage. So,
oh my goodness. She's already had four.
I know. And she's like had surgery and stuff. So let's go ahead and keep Alexis Skye and her daughter Leia in our prayers.
Yes.
But other than that, that's all our tea report.
All right. Well, let's get into this trivia. I hope you can
get the questions right. Oh my God, girl. Like, I'm like... Right. I'm out of it today.
you've been sticking around for all 9 seasons of Love & Hip Hop. This is all encompassing. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
And some of these people may not even be on the show anymore, but it's all a part of Love & Hip Hop.
Let me see if I can
New York. Okay. Can you name all the members of the Creep Squad?
Ooh. Okay. So that's Rich Dallas, Peter Guns. Oh my God. Who's the Creep Squad? Okay. Wait. It's Cisco.
One more.
Because I'm trying to think. Wait, they was like battling to kick each other out and yes, then somebody to get replaced.
Remember who kicked Cisco out? Well, no, that was Richie.
I felt like that was Peter because they was about to fight.
Oh.
So I'm like, wait, who's the other person?
DJ Self.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's not on there anymore.
I was about to say, he wasn't Creep Squad since he stopped messing with Cardi, though. Because remember, he was, like, messing with Cardi and then had some other chick on the side, so he was being, like, a little creep or whatever.
They are... Whatever. What does BBOD stand for?
Oh, my God.
You remember that group? Ra Ali was the manager. BBOD. Then they went...
Oh, my God, it was the two girls. They were horrible.
Yeah. Then they went solo. Then they got back together. BBOD.
Bad Bees on Deck.
Yeah, okay.
They were horrible.
All right. How many kids does Peter Guns have?
I think it's like 9.
10.
One shy.
Yeah. All right. How many years does Mendeecees have on his sentence? How many years did he get?
Wasn't that 8?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it right. Like, okay. What is Cardi B's sister's name?
Hennessy. Carolina's.
Okay.
Carolina.
And what is Cardi B's ex-boyfriend's name?
Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah.
She did all of them right. How many babies' mothers does Mendeecees have?
Samantha, Yandy, and the other one, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Erica.
Okay, yeah.
And
it was the mystery boy that came up out of nowhere last season. We were like, what?
Who did DJ Drewski cheat on Skye with?
Brianna, the other Brie. Wasn't it like Milkshake? No. What's her name? Wasn't that her name? Brianna? No,
Bianca.
Bianca, look.
You was close.
Someone to be.
You were close.
I was going to say milkshakes, but it was a little soda and a little chicken noodle soup. But this.
One last question. We've been getting all of them right. I wish we had the chat live right now.
I know. I'm like, the trivia is going to be fun this season.
If you have some trivia questions, email me, I guess.
Because
yes. they can't leave it in the comments because then you'll
know. Oh, yeah, no. I'll be Googling the answers. Like, I know this is going to be a question next week.
How many kids does Tara have with Peter?
3.
Yes, that's correct.
Because so I was going to say, isn't the 10th, like, their third? Like, mm-hmm. The 10th kid was, like, their third. Like, mm-hmm. I think she's the last.
No, the 10th was Amina's.
Amina has 3?
Amina has 2. Tara has 3. So the 10th one was Amina's last little girl.
I thought Tara has, like, a baby now. Because I thought she always had the 2 boys, and then I think she has another boy. That's why I was
Lord,
like, I think.
Lord, he might have 11 now.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I think, I thought that baby made 10. That's why I was like, I don't know. We'll have to do some little background research.
Oh, Lord. It's too much. It's too much, y'all. So, we got some new cast members. We have Mano.
That storyline was a little dramatic. I was like, whoa.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Shootings, jail. It's like, these people are caught up on New York. It's hard out there in New York.
Mano is kind of another, like, Kimbella and Jules, though. I can kind of do without him. Like, I don't really think we need him this season.
There's so much going on
that it's kind of like, we don't really need that story. And, like, we don't even know who his girlfriend is either. So it's like, we'll feel compassionate, but at the same time, I was kind of like, who is this? Like,
but it's got to be scary to go to a concert, because I'm always at concerts, okay, backstage, chilling, and then it's like you get shot in the leg and you're seeing your man perform. It's like,
The thing that he was like, sorry to cut you off. He was like, he thinks that the bullet wasn't even meant for her. So I was like, no, that's it wasn't. Scary. Yeah. So I'm like,
you were, like in the crossfire. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's very traumatic for her. It's just hard for her to even go out and support him now. He's having to work through that. And it's, I'm glad that he's working through with her. But at the same time, I feel like he said, he has to go on and still go to this venue and make money and, you know, but it's almost, like, these guys, I feel like Joe and him and a lot of guys don't understand what a woman goes through. Mm-hmm. And, or they just expect us to get rid of our feelings. Like, oh, you got shot, but get over it. Come see me perform.
It's either that or it's the money. They think that money can fix everything. Like, oh, like, you getting mad, but I'm out here getting a bag so you can have Chanel bags. Like, okay, one Chanel bag or whatever, two is fine. But it's like, at the end of the day, that's not what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Like, how come we just can't have us time some do some little things that we just do, whatever? I'm like, you always think, I feel like guys always think they can just buy you stuff. Like,
but a lot of these girls, that's what they want. They want to get on Instagram with the Chanel bags and stunt on all the Instagram
I wonder
girls.
If that's her case, though. Like, we'll see, because it's like, clearly he's like talking about, like, she has like an emotional, like, distress going on, like, physically and mentally. So it's like, we'll see what her storyline is.
I can only imagine, because I've been in a car accident and it made me like apprehensive, like, you know, when a car comes over too close,
too,
you know,
close, girl, so, anxiety.
Exactly. So I can only imagine, like, getting shot. You've been in a closed space, you're thinking you're in the VIP, you're safe, and then you get shot. So, prayers to her, and hopefully, you know, maybe she should go to therapy. I don't know. See how they could work through it and how he could be more compassionate. Because to me, it just sounded like, yeah, that's my baby, that's my shorty, but I got to get this money, you know?
That's what I'm saying,
and I feel like he's like, I've been around violence. And I'm like, okay, so you used to seeing people get shot up.
Exactly.
Everybody got used to that.
So that's probably why he's like less compassionate, because he's probably like, people get shot every day, B. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like.
Lord.
He probably doing her so wrong, but I don't know. Yeah, we gonna pray for her. Maggie, I think is her name. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Okay, so like we said, Joe, he's reinventing himself. We got a sneak peek into his live show. Sin stands up and has a question for him. And it was super cute. She's like, is this the best relationship you've ever had? And he gives a classic response. Of course, baby, I love you.
They're goofy.
So, yeah, it's pretty goofy. But he still wouldn't give her none after all of that. I don't know. But, I mean, I wonder if we'll get more of that. It's good to see him promoting. Mm-hmm. Maynard's promoting his shows. I don't know about music-wise. I don't think do we know Maynard songs?
I don't, to be honest.
I remember he had one song.
I feel like it may have been like a hit back in the day, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, he used to be really cool with Lil' Kim, too. Mm. Maybe we could get Lil' Kim on the show. I love
her. What a legend.
I don't think she would come. I mean, Remy's there. I don't know.
The worst I can say is no.
Well, it's been fun, guys. I think that's pretty much it. Predictions. So, I predict that Jewels is going to take the plea deal, and he's going to be gone for about a year and a half. Maybe he'll get out on good behavior. I think he'll be good in jail.
Let's hope. One can only hope. I'm just excited to see Remy and Pap again. I'm actually saddened that they weren't on the introduction episode, but I'm super excited to see them. And I'm just here for Joe and Sin, really. Okay. I'm like, I predict that he's going to give her the gift that keeps on giving.
What is that? That sounds like something I don't know if I want. Because I heard that was something else.
Wait. Oh my God, wait.
The gift that keeps giving.
Not an STD, you guys. His lower area.
Oh, he's going to give her the
He's going to drop it off. Yeah, he's going to drop off some presents in her box.
All right, now, Sin, you're going to have baby number two.
That's fine. They need a little girl because Lex is super cute.
Yeah, maybe. But, who else has kids that they could play with? Nobody else has?
Newborn baby wise, I don't think so. I think everybody else is.
Well,
Remy
is about to have, so then baby can play with Sin's baby.
Lex's might be a little older though, but yeah, we'll see.
Well, he's only 5 months, so.
Is he really?
Yeah, that's what Joe said. He's 5 months, and then.
I don't know why I feel like he's already one. Wow.
When did he might be one now because that was filmed.
I was about to say, because that was filmed so old.
I don't know.
I think Remy is due in December.
Dang, she's still pregnant for 10 months.
Yeah. But it's like so crazy because we never seen her belly like this entire time.
I saw a little bit.
Like she barely started poking like what a couple months ago, a month or so ago.
I hope that's how I carry.
I know. Going to stay in the gym, girl. Stay fit.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. That's our prediction. See you next week. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Peace or Twitter, MISS Combo Peace.
Yes, you guys can follow me on Instagram at @the_KaylaRenee.
All right, we out of here. Be back next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, hosts and presents entertaining videos with popular names to tune into AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. We're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.